Welcome to The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco. I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
And I'm Dave Smith, bringing you real-time news, fresh like live radio, but on demand like podcasts.
Here's the latest.
It's been 3 weeks since Russia invaded Ukraine. Here's a roundup of what's going on today.
Rescuers are pulling some survivors from a destroyed theater in Mariupol, Ukraine. Up to 1,000 people, including many children, had taken shelter in the theater when it was hit by what Ukraine says was a Russian attack. The building had been labeled with the word children in letters visible from the air. The casualty count is still unknown, but Ukraine President Zelensky says of the attack, "Our hearts are broken."
Listen to these words from Vladimir Putin in a speech yesterday. He said Russia should undergo a self-cleansing of society. Russians, he said, can distinguish true patriots from bastards and traitors and will spit them out. A growing number of Russians are attempting to leave the country since the war began, while thousands of others have been detained.
One of Russia's top ballerinas has quit Moscow's famed Bolshoi Ballet over the war. Olga Smirnova will instead join the Dutch National Ballet. In a Telegram post last week, Smirnova wrote, quote, "I never thought I would be ashamed of Russia." The Washington Post reports the Dutch company has already hired 3 Ukrainian dancers as well and is raising money to welcome more.
Here's one U.S. company that's not going along with the boycott of Russia, Koch Industries, the industrial conglomerate famous for the right-wing political activities of owner Charles Koch and his late brother David, condemns the invasion as an affront to humanity, but it said in a statement it will not walk away from its Russian employees or hand over its facilities to the Russian government.
Ukraine has joined Europe's main power grid, allowing it to unplug from Russia's power grid. Plans for the move have been in place since Russia captured Crimea from Ukraine in 2014, but work was fast-tracked since the current invasion. The work was expected to take years longer to make happen, and it means Ukraine won't be dependent on the country that's attacking it for electricity any longer.
Servant of the People, a 2015 TV comedy starring none other than Volodymyr Zelensky, is now available on Netflix in the US. In the series, Zelensky plays a schoolteacher who unexpectedly becomes, wait for it, president of Ukraine. The series has become a surprise hit around the world since the real President Zelensky has emerged as such an iconic presence. In what could be a bad sign for the US, roughly a dozen European countries are seeing huge spikes in COVID infections due to the stealth Omicron subvariant. It's stealth because it doesn't get picked up on current PCR tests. Throughout the pandemic, a spike in cases in Europe has been followed by a spike in the US, and cases are rising rapidly here, especially in the Northeast. Experts say the relaxing of mask and vaccine rules, as well as waning immunity from current vaccines, are the two biggest enablers of the spread.
Coming up, we look into the disappearance of Brittany Griner. She is one of the world's most famous female basketball players and is currently detained somewhere in Russia.
WebEx is driving hybrid work by ensuring almost anyone, almost anywhere, can be seen, heard, and have the ability to contribute equally. Learn more at webex.com/hybridwork.
A group of 35 drug companies have signed on to make a generic version of Pfizer's antiviral COVID pill, Paxlovid. In clinical trials, the drug reduced hospitalizations of COVID patients by 90%, but so far it has mostly been available in wealthy countries. But Pfizer says by the end of this year, the generic version will be available to middle and low-income countries.
Amazon has just closed an $8.5 billion deal to acquire the near-century-old MGM Studios. Amazon had announced the plan last May, but antitrust concerns held up until this week. According to Amazon, all MGM employees will join Prime Video and Amazon Studios. The acquisition means that 4,000 MGM movies, including Rocky and James Bond, and a long list of TV shows will become available on Prime Video.
Moderna is starting a trial this week to test three HIV vaccines. Over 100 volunteers will receive the first dose, which uses the same mRNA technology developed for the COVID vaccine. The volunteers will receive two additional Moderna doses, and the trial will end next summer. If successful, the vaccine could mark the beginning of an end to the decades-long epidemic.
MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell is building his social media empire. He says he's spending $1 million a month to launch Frank Speech, a video streaming app, and Frank Social, a social media platform. Frank Speech launched earlier this month, and Frank Social launches in the next couple of weeks. He says his platforms are meant to compete with YouTube and Facebook, to which I say, good luck.
16-year-old Olympic figure skater Elisa Liu and her father are among those targeted by spies for the Chinese government, according to the DOJ, and the department is charging five people with spying on behalf of Beijing. It says the spies stalked and harassed Chinese nationals like Liu's father in the U.S. Liu was the youngest athlete to represent the U.S. in the Winter Games. Her father, a political dissident who left China after the Tiananmen Square massacre, told the AP the harassment started in the fall, but he kept it from his daughter so he wouldn't worry her before her, quote, once-in-a-lifetime chance to compete in the Olympics.
Bad news for Netflix users still using their ex's mom's account. Netflix is beginning to test ways to stop subscribers from sharing accounts between households. Netflix will run a trial in Chile, Costa Rica, and Peru, requiring users to pay an additional fee to add a user to their profile. There's probably still some sort of workaround you can figure out, though. We believe in you.
A new Selena album is coming out with unreleased music 27 years after the Tejano icon's death. This was announced a couple days ago, and I apologize to all Selena stans for missing the news. Selena's dad Abraham tells Latin Groove News that the album will have 10 unreleased songs and a few that his late daughter recorded when she was a teen. And for some of the songs, they've altered her voice to make her sound older.
To where she sounds like right before she passed away. It's kind of amazing.
Also a little bit weird, but still looking forward to it. Dave, I want to take a moment to dive into the situation involving Brittany Griner. She is the WNBA player who's been detained in Russia.
Yeah, it's a major story, but seems like it's being overshadowed by the war in Ukraine. But there is some breaking news today.
Exactly. Griner was arrested at an airport in Moscow in mid-February, and we haven't really heard from her since. But a Moscow court announced today that it will extend her arrest until May 19th. That's according to Russian state news agency TASS. Griner's agent, Lindsay Kolis, told the BBC she's in close contact with Griner and her lawyer in Russia, but she can't comment any further. And Griner is now facing up to 10 years in a Russian prison. We know very little about her situation, so it has some experts nervous that Griner may be used as Russia's high-profile hostage. So let's start by introducing listeners to Brittany Griner.
Yeah, in 2013, she was drafted number one overall for the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury. And in the world of women's professional basketball, she is a superstar and icon. She's a seven-time WNBA All-Star. She's a two-time Olympic gold medalist. She also happens to be black and a lesbian. She came out in 2013, right before she was drafted. At the GLAAD Awards in 2013, she explained the relief that she felt after coming out.
You know, once you do it, it's like a light came on me, on the inside, around me, everything. I felt like I was Brittany Griner, like I was who I am now. I wasn't hiding anymore.
And now Brittany is married to her wife, Sherelle Griner.
And the next question you're probably wondering is, why was Griner even in Russia, right, when she plays for a team in the U.S.? Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out that the WNBA doesn't actually pay that much. Professional women basketball players can earn up to about $300,000, just shy of that. Meanwhile, the minimum salary for the NBA is three times higher than that. So most WNBA players spend their time, you know, spend their offseason overseas to play for clubs that supplement their salaries. And Griner was over in Russia playing for a big team there.
Yeah, and what happened next is still unclear. We aren't even sure when Brittany was detained, but authorities think it was around February 17th. Basically, Russian authorities released a video of Brittany going through airport security in Moscow. In the video, you can see her wearing a hoodie and a pair of gray Jordans. She puts a few bags on a conveyor belt, and then the video just suddenly cuts to airport employees going through her open suitcase. And then they just released her mugshot. Russian authorities say that she was arrested under suspicion of large-scale transportation of drugs after finding vape cartridges filled with cannabis oil, which doesn't sound like a large scale to me.
Yeah, totally. And it's been a month since her arrest, or about a month, and that's all we know because U.S. officials still have not been granted access to her. Some experts worry Russia may be using Brittany as a political pawn. Texas Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, she represents Griner, told The Hill she thinks the arrest was targeted and purposeful. But to be clear, there is no evidence that the Kremlin was involved in her detainment.
Yeah, some are worried Russia may be targeting her because she's a black and openly gay woman, and same-sex marriage is not allowed in Russia, and there are no anti-discrimination or hate crime protections for queer people in the country.
Yeah, a sports reporter Tamarin Spruill was on CNN, and she says that at the very least, she's concerned about how Griner will be mistreated in detainment.
These groups that have been marginalized and traditionally oppressed make it that much more concerning that she's there.
But again, there doesn't seem to be any indication she was arrested because of her race or sexual orientation.
All of this comes at a point when U.S. and Russian relations are at their most volatile. Mm-hmm. And fans are just worried Griner is going to get lost in the Russia-Ukraine story. It's just all been very quiet. It's largely unknown what the State Department is doing to get Griner back, but that's not unusual in these kinds of cases. The New York Times reports this silence may be a strategy while they negotiate her release, while also keeping her safe.
There is one person who's not remaining completely silent, and that's Griner's wife, Sherelle. She posted to Instagram that this is one of the weakest moments of her life.
Right now, Griner is still facing 10 years in prison. And she may be forced through a justice system with a 99.75% conviction rate.
So we will be keeping you updated about all things Brittany Griner as soon as we have more information.
And that's it for now. Check back in tomorrow for more of what's going on. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. Thanks for spending time with us at The Refresh from Insiders.